This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happily paired with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television, and the highlights of this year's Talkers Convention, which is going on this weekend in New York as well. We'll get to that after Michael does what he's really supposed to do. That's why he's here. It is the 10 most listened to discussion topics on talk radio, news talk radio, and the people. So on that list, we have your attention, your focus, and your expertise, Michael. So
here I am. Okay. We're looking back at the week of June 4th through 8th, 2018, and the stories that dominated conversation on news talk stations such as the one that the folks are listening to us on now. At number 10, we have those NBA finals, and we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, the Samantha Bee flap. At number 8, the Iran nuclear deal. At number 7, Trump uninvites Eagles. At number 6, the G7 summit. At number 5, the Tuesday primaries. At number 4, the Bill Clinton interview. At number 3, U.S.-North Korea summit. At number 2, the Clinton probe criticism. And number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation. On our people survey, at number 10, we have the master of the court, LeBron James, the king of basketball. At number 9, Samantha Bee. At number 8, Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Number 7, Hillary Clinton. At number 6, Kim Jong-un. Number 5, Rudy Giuliani. Number 4, Paul Manafort. Number 3, James Comey. Number 2, Robert Mueller. And number 1, Donald Trump.
All right. So of the stories, the news talk stories this week on the chart, which of the 10 appeals to you most? Which one, when you look at that list, do you think, wow, I really was into that this week?
I'm into all of them, so it's hard to say, because some of them are not as important as others in terms of the course of humanity. But I think that the U.S.-North Korea summit is probably the most important. I find the Bill Clinton interview very provocative. I find it very interesting seeing him as a man in his 70s stewing in his juices and not quite the same person we used to see in terms of glibness and wisdom in handling himself.
Yeah.
He don't look that good in terms of his personality.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Well, I think it's interesting. I'm looking at the list, and Trump's on the list twice, and the Clintons are on the list twice. I'm thinking, are we moving ahead? Are we going backwards? Are we standing still? Where are we here with all of this?
Well, the Clintons are a major, major political force. They have been for years. I mean, look at them. History is going to look back at the Clintons as a major American political dynasty, and it isn't over yet. They're still out there with influence. They're still out there making news, and they have a daughter who is not a lightweight. She's going to be around for a while.
She'll be a run of a Congress pretty soon.
I think so, and I would never count Hillary out. I think that Hillary has, whether you like her or not, what willpower this woman has to get what she wants.
Let's talk about thoughts, the philosophy you and I have found in recent years. We've known each other for a long, long time. And we have found out things about each other recently in terms of our spiritual values, how we think about things, motivation, the mind-body connection, all that sort of thing. And we've talked about things like thoughts and how they are things. And I believe the Clintons are a fabulous example of how thoughts become things. These people set a goal when they were in college. Hillary Clinton was interviewed by the student newspaper when they were in undergrad school, and in it there is a reference to her boyfriend, Bill, who will one day be president of the United States. She said that when she was 19 years old about him, and look, this is all about you project, you work at it, you stick to it. It's one of the great examples, Michael, of people deciding they wanted to do something, and they got it done.
Yeah, it's called actualization. You think about it, you picture it, and you actually actualize it.
Yep.
And look, even Donald Trump, he wanted to be the most famous person in the world. That was what he wanted. I think if you were to sum up all of his desires going back to his early days as a budding real estate executive, entrepreneur, mogul, he just wanted to be famous. He wanted to be famous more than he wanted to be rich. And he wanted to be rich. So he became rich and famous. And that's what he did. He pulled it off. Some people stumble into their fate. They never thought about it in a million years. Others calculate it, they strategize it, and they become obsessed with it to the point that they become a force to be reckoned with, especially if they are evil, such as Adolf Hitler, who obsessed on running the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's good and bad to this. The power of intention is also another way of referring to it. When you intend, you set your heart or your mind on something, and you work for or toward it. And so I think the Clintons, again, are a great example, and Trump, both of them are. Interesting how, and even you can go to Barack Obama. I'm thinking about presidents and what I know about them, having studied them. Barack Obama, early on, when he was a community organizer in his teens, right out of college, he said, I'm going to be president someday. And he went on. He was the youngest senator ever elected from Illinois. And after one term, he became the president. Now, you don't think that requires focus?
Barack Obama knew when he was born that he was going to be president. That's why he planted that item in the Honolulu newspaper saying he was born there. I mean, you know, geez. I mean, I am kidding, folks. Just kidding.
I forgot about that. Doggone it. I forgot about that story. Yeah. It's just very interesting to see what it is. When you look at the names that are on the list this week, LeBron James, what do you think he thought of growing up in the projects in Cleveland? A kid who was tall and lanky, and he started playing basketball when he was about six. And when he graduated from high school, he became an NBA star.
Yep.
Now, perhaps the best basketball player in any in the league, isn't he?
He's certainly one of, if not the best basketball players of all time. And without getting into a whole thing about his basketball skills, I will say that this fits into the conversation that you raised. He is a man of iron will.
Yep.
And for the last 8 or 9 years, teams he has been on have made it to the finals. That means that's like the Super Bowl of the World Series. He did it with the Heat. He did it with the Cavs. He is a force of nature, and his skill is great. His skill is indeed great, but there's something extra going on with LeBron James. He has enormous willpower, and he's carried the teams that he plays with on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the case this year with this particular edition of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Right. And the NBA Finals number 10 on our list of stories that Michael enumerated a few minutes ago. And because the Talkers Convention is this weekend, if you want to see what's going on, you can go online to talkers.com and see who's going to be there, what the discussion topics are.
Can watch the whole convention, on the day that it takes place.
Right. All right. So, and you're going to replay it, too, on Talkers TV, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. So, under the circumstances, the list of the Heavy 100 is out. Talkers publishes that just for the convention each year. And instead of Rush Limbaugh being number one, which has been the case for pretty much every year since this thing...
Every year but one. And it's funny, I forgot that, and I was interviewed, and I said, no one has ever been number one but Rush until this year, and the reporter told me I was wrong. I said, oh my gosh, you're right, 2006. Howard Stern was number one in 2006, the year that he really made serious a force of the industry. But Rush has dominated most of the years, 24 years, I think.
But he doesn't. It's not to take away from him and his listeners, but he doesn't, as Sean now is number one on the list, and he is a part of the convention. He's a guy that everybody has watched, and we've talked about him here before, but I wanted to put with that story the power of intention, the stuff that we were talking about, how this, he's 55 now, but I remember when he was a kid, and you remember him when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And he was, I think I said to you once, before, the first time we talked, I said, what do you think of this kid Hannity? And because he was calling us and trying to find out how to do it better, and
guy with willpower. He's a guy
exactly.
With,
that's my point.
I don't think his story is over either. I predicted about 12 years ago that Sean Hannity could become president. Uh-huh. I guess I didn't predict he'd be president. I predicted he could be president. So that's not really a prediction. Yeah. And I still believe that he could be vice president of the United States someday.
I think he'll. Run for all. I think he's. God love the kid. He's made plenty of dough. He could. I think he told me once, and I can't remember when it was, but it wasn't that long ago. His kids are in school in Long. I think he lives on Long Island, doesn't he?
He lives on Long Island. Yeah. Very quiet life. Very private life. And he's a family man.
Very good with his kids. Hockey, soccer, all that. That's what he spends his time doing. So when they're out of school, I think his intention was to move to Florida, run for the Senate. Yeah, that'd be good. A guy like that running in New York would have a hard time, but Florida wouldn't have a hard time at all.
Well, it all depends on what happens. He right now is more powerful where he is than if he were in the Senate.
Bedtime stories with the president every night.
Yeah. He's in a very good position. When we finally made the change on the top of the heavy 100 list, that was like Roger Maris breaking Babe Ruth's record. Remember, a lot of people hated Roger Maris. Just because he tarnished the glorious history of baseball that would always have Babe Ruth as the top guy, you know, the Sultan of SWAT. And a lot of people feel that way about Rush. But we live in the here and now at Talkers, and the Heavy 100 is a snapshot of this year. It's not for the whole history of the world. It's just for this year. And we would be wrong if we did not acknowledge that Sean Hannity is at this moment the most important radio talk show host in America.
Radio personality, right. Speaking of being on the radio, I've been on the radio for a long time. I've always had a good smile, and I've kept it for the last 5 or 6 years because of Power Swabs. Power Swabs will work on your teeth to whiten them up in 5 minutes. Here's the way to order. 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. It's one more time, 208-1797. 800-208-1797. And if you mention Doug Stephan, you get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Doug Stephan here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. Mm. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin, you're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS. 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert or online at toploss.com.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
It's spring. Time to wake up and get a great deal. Jolt them out of their winter slumber with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. Or Dodge Charger with up to 300 horsepower with 30 mpg highway. Or Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with available all-wheel drive in its class. Spring's here, and so are the deals. So wake up and join the Brotherhood of Muscle. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, EPA estimate, actual mileage may vary. Based on 2017 Ward's Miss Export Utility Vehicle Segmentation, excludes other FCA US LLC vehicles.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the air every weekend, as we have been for 25 years, 52 weeks a year this program is on. We take our business seriously because it is serious business. You can visit talkers.com to find out what's going on in the business of talk radio, what the countdown, the various stories are, what's going on with some of your favorite hosts, that sort of thing. There are lots of, this is a very exciting business. I count myself very, I'm very thankful. I count myself to be very lucky to be a part of this in an era when now, there is much to be said, but yet it doesn't have to be the same old, same old. That's one of the things that in the discussion world of what's going on at the convention, there are people who are trying to always figure out, Michael, what's next? What do we do to keep the momentum going? Because News Talk is the number one listened to format. That's what we celebrate at the Talkers Convention.
News Talk and Sports Talk really are keeping all of radio alive. Music radio, if it didn't have the talk element, if radio were just music formats doing it the way music radio is programmed, radio would be far less important in our society than it is here in 2018. If it weren't for talk. But not just news talk, sports talk, all those talky jocks in the morning on music stations that find they get better ratings when they don't play music. And then you have marvelous programming on public radio. Got to really tip our hat to those folks.
Yeah, they do a great job.
They do a great job. And the other thing that's exciting about being in this kind of business at this point in time is the technology has made it so much easier to do it. Remote broadcasting. You can broadcast from your home. You can broadcast on your phone. You can broadcast from anywhere in the world. We have instantaneous communications. You can broadcast on many different platforms. We're not as regulated by the FCC as we used to be because of non-regulated channels that we could be on. It really is a great time to be in this business. The only problem with being in this business compared to the old days is it's a little bit tougher to make money. And that's the only only issue, but that's a transitional thing when you go from one business paradigm to another, and that's happening not just in radio, it's happening all across the country.
But radio is a spectrum of what's going on in the country. We see big companies. Look at this past week, one of the big stories on my American Family Farmer Show, which you can get, you can listen to it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, was a focus on Bayer, which is the company that made the gases that were used to kill the Jews during the Nazi era. They have become the most one of the most powerful corporations in the world. They make mostly armaments, gas stuff. I mean, you buy Bayer aspirin, but that's not their main product. They bought out Monsanto. In America, no longer will it be known as Monsanto. It'll be known as Bayer Chemical. And the things that people are talking about with regard to that and how it affects our food supply, I mean, I think there's a great conversation there. One of the things that may be a sidebar to the top 10, but you know, the reason I bring it up is because those corporations, the people at the top get paid so well, and then the people down that are doing the work don't get paid so well. And that's come around in radio as well. We just see the two bankrupt companies, big companies that are bankrupt. The leaders of both of them just got $1 million, $5-10 million bonuses, when the people that are actually doing the work, that are running the stations, get paid less and less all the time.
Yeah, that's a problem in our society. The higher ups are making the money, and the working people are not.
So how does that get evaluated? How does that get straightened up? How does that get changed? Does it need to be, or has it just become conversation?
Oh, it needs to be. It's a dangerous thing. And I think we have to take a break, but I'll talk about that on the other side.
All right, we'll do that. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with me, Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is in Canada for a short appearance at a summit of industrialized nations, most of which the president accuses of ripping off the U.S. in trade, including Canada. He met directly with the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau.
Our engagement towards the world, how we're working together to create good jobs, for folks on both sides of the border and around. We both got elected on a commitment to grow the middle class and help those working hard to join it, and that's exactly the kinds of things that we're going to stay focused on.
The president was in a joking mood.
Justin has agreed to cut all tariffs and all trade barriers between Canada and the United States, so I'm very happy about
that. I'd say NAFTA's in good shape.
But we are actually working on it.
The president next heads for Singapore to meet with Kim Jong-un. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Returning to the second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. So you said you wanted to talk a little bit more.
Well, you brought up something very provocative. You know, if the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer and the middle class is getting squeezed out of the equation, that is not business as usual. That's a road to disaster. And we do have that happening in America. It's happening in the world. And how do we rectify it? We rectify it by increasing public awareness of it. We rectify it by political pressure. We rectify it by understanding the consequences of the syndrome and not get caught up in left versus right politics, but rather in finding solutions. But the road to hell is paved with that particular philosophy that the rich deserve everything and the poor, you know, let them eat cake.
I've come to a fork in the road here. The problem is it's gradient. All of these things are, there's a gradient level. You will never ever hear me discount people who have started businesses, become very wealthy because they had an idea, they were able to stick with
the idea. I'm not talking about those people.
I'm not saying you are. There are a lot of people who lump those folks who have money. They have money, I don't, I should have it, why do they?
That's an extreme socialistic point of view. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a middle of the road balance between the left and the right, which is what you need to make capitalism work.
Yep.
Capitalism without some type of ethic, without some type of pride, without some type of social conscience, and without a government and a judiciary and a Congress and a president that's aware that the playing field has to be equal. You cannot have the forces that own politics, the forces of special interests, having the government operate only on behalf of special interests to the disadvantage of the average person, so that the playing field is set up in a way that the average person can get a job, make a decent wage, or start a business and have a chance to become a Bill Gates down the road.
Well, Bill Gates did something this week that was very weird. If you didn't hear about it, there's a book out that is about trying. It's an e-book, actually, aimed at young people, giving them hope for the future, how to do well. I forget the exact title of the book, but what he did was make it available. It's a $15 book, and he's made it available free to every single college graduate in the country. Every single one. He didn't write the book, so he has to pay the royalties, but he's giving it to people because he wants people to feel good about growing up in America, going to school in America, what the possibilities are for somebody like him. He never even finished college. As a matter of fact, most of the wealthiest people that you hear about or read about did not finish college. Did you know that? Warren Buffett never got a college degree.
And look at, yeah, well, I don't know, you know, what the where the boundary is when you say most of the wealthy people you
read about. Well, I don't know if I have that. But many, let's put it that way. Many people who are extremely well off, who have done very well, have not finished their formal education.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, don't get me started on the faults of colleges and universities.
Oh, go ahead.
I think colleges and universities have got to change their entire philosophy and their entire structure over the next 50 years, or they're going to wind up in the trash heap of history. I don't think that they are serving their students well. I don't think they're serving our society well. I think the whole concept of sending kids off to a campus for 4 years of summer camp activity, nonsense, frivolousness, bad habits.
And most of your
drinking.
Time not in class. You're supposed to be in class four classes a day, and people think, oh, that's tough.
Yeah, yeah.
You should be in class 10 hours a day, for God's sake.
Or consider it what it is, a part-time job, and get another job. And don't live there. If you want to go to a school someplace, the school should be like a business office. It should be like an office building, not
job.
A campus.
Your job is to get good grades.
Right.
And do something, especially if you're not paying for it.
You know,
if you are paying for it, maybe even better. Maybe you get better focused. I know that.
I agree. And the cost should be brought down as much as possible. And colleges have got to spend time concerned about educating their students as opposed to playing with donors and getting money.
If you want to go back, it's like being a politician. You spend all your time raising dough.
Right.
If you want to go back to the system and how... There's this conspiratorial, this is where Alex Jones may have been right in terms of our educational system and what's happening in the old expression, dumbing down of America. Well, America is dumber in many instances. There are kids, if the parents see the opportunity and the child has hope, then often they're pushed. If the culture is right at home, then the child is going to amount to something as a student and as a human being. But oftentimes they don't have that incentive at home for any number of reasons. Inner city kids don't have fathers at home, mothers working, nobody's around, so what's their big deal? 16, out of school, let's go off and screw around, and who knows what happens with people like that. But the other institution that's becoming, well, actually almost irrelevant. In my mind, public school education has become in many ways for many students irrelevant. Doesn't speak to their needs. That's why kids are dropping out. Los Angeles has a 43% dropout rate. Good God, what does that say about their school system? At the age of 16, kids get out of school, 43% drop out of high school, and then who knows what they do. But the fact that we aren't serving, the same thing I think applies to the public school system, as you just said about universities and colleges, Michael. They're not doing their job.
No, they're
not.
Not
preparing students for something other than just more school.
Yeah, well, again, we're in a different era, and the educational sector, people in the education business, the people in academia have got to get their act together and rewrite the book of learning. And
so is the University Phoenix model the future?
I don't know, because the for-profit universities seem to be guilty of sins of greed and not necessarily big responsible to the students either. It's a different bag of worms, a different can of worms. I cannot say that that's the case. I'm not saying anything bad about the University of Phoenix specifically.
No, I'm not asking you. But people think that's the way to go because you can do other things and still get your degree.
If, in fact, it's done ethically with high standards, with the purpose being pride in the degrees they give and a reputation that comes from people being recognized as being good at their fields and highly educated for having that degree. A school has to earn its reputation by the results of the success of its graduates. So time will tell.
Time is nigh, as they say. I want to spend a minute talking about how to be healthy, lose weight the wellness way. This is the wellness way to lose weight. You've heard a lot. You do around the beginning of the year, go to the gym, get on this diet program, get Weight Watchers, whatever it is that's there, and then you give up. 94% of people, do you know that, Michael? 94% of people who go on a diet at the beginning of the year are off it before Valentine's Day. So if you want to make a choice that's about your health and well-being, you want to lose weight, and you want to have energy and all kinds of support for your body, go to the company that's been doing this for decades, Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. They have been helping people lose weight the safe, effective way. The active ingredient is collagen. It's a protein. That is what keeps your body together. It really is. So you want to develop more muscle mass. The weight loss helps you to get rid of the fat, and you want to turn some of the fat in your body into muscle. Collagen helps you do that. The main ingredient of Calotren is collagen. I don't mean to be confusing, but the peptides in collagen are what maintain the weight. No adverse effects because there's nothing other than protein in this product. There's no caffeine, the stuff that makes you crazy, all that stuff. It helps you lose weight, but it also makes your body crazy. Collagen on its own with the nutrients that support body functions in Calotren will help you lose the weight. Take 4 capsules at night. Just before you go to bed, you'll sleep like a baby, and you'll lose the weight. Won't happen immediately, but I've lost 10 pounds in the past month. That's the way it works, and it's been all on collagen. I'm even giving it to my dog, so that tells you something. 20% of your body is collagen. Get that from Calotren. Go to toploss.com, toploss.com, special 10% offer. This is what happens. You buy 3 bottles, you get 1 free, and you get 10% off on the 3 bottles that you buy. So that's a pretty good deal. Check the box for DJV when you order this great weight loss program from Calotren at toploss.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calotren. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. There's lots of benefits to the Calotren other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calotren can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin, you're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin, you go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert, or online at toploss.com. Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen going through the charts for the week of the 8th of June, also the same week of the Talkers Countdown. Why did you and your staff dub it Full Speed Ahead? By the way, you'll be able to watch, as Michael said a few minutes ago, it's streamed on live video by live stream. You'll be able to see it at Talkers TV after the event. But this year, it's called Full Speed Ahead. Why is that?
That's because it is to convey optimism about the future if, in fact, you embrace it. If we were a ship at sea, you'd want to go full steam ahead, full speed ahead if you are on a current that's going forward. The current that we're all operating on right now, the river that we're all riding on, is really raging and moving forward at an amazing rate. You don't want to veer off course. This is not a time to go backwards. This is not a time to swim against the tide. This is not a time to veer off or to be complacent. You got to keep moving forward right now. And if you do, you have a great chance of being successful. It's an optimistic salute to the future. And it's advice to everybody in what you're doing in this business of communications. The future is the target because it's coming at you real fast. Be prepared.
A lot of people from the world of talk, names that we all know, people who work behind the scenes, will all be there. It's a fun time, good networking time. Talk media is something that garners a lot of attention in the news media because of what we're saying. As much as we attract attention with opinions and facts and clarifications, and it's just fun. And to sort of launch off of that, one of the things that you also do in your many tasks during the week is to conduct interviews, the new exclusive interviews called the Michael Harrison Interview, mhinterview.com. This week you have one of my favorites on, a guy who started at KABC in Los Angeles about 3 months before I did in 1993. And I know that you talked to him about growing up in South Central Los Angeles, went to Cleveland, was a lawyer. And then if I remember correctly, he and Dennis Prager were friends.
Dennis Prager got Larry Elder, who you're talking about, into the business. Dennis Prager was his entree into being a talk show host. This is a remarkable conversation that
great
we have posted.
Story. This guy's story.
Yes,
he's a great guy.
MHinterview.com. It's a remarkably candid conversation between an open-minded white man, me, and a very, very determined, very opinionated, very brave black man.
Brave why?
Brave because he says things that are not politically correct within the black community.
He faces
tremendous criticism for being an Uncle Tom because he basically is a believer in clean up your own backyard before you go complaining about other people.
Right.
And he encourages black people to do what it takes to have equality and to excel in our society. He says that racism is exaggerated and that basically there's a civil rights industry.
It's an industry to make people make money off it. Look at some of the people who have. You go ahead.
Basically, I mean, I can't even begin to explain how deep we go into this conversation. Every time Larry Elder is interviewed, it's either by a conservative who tells him how wonderful he is, or by a liberal who fights with him.
Right.
I did neither. I penetrated that impulse and went deeper into, well, so what do you mean? So who are you talking to? I even asked him, why are you on radio that's basically listened to by white people, giving a message that you really should be out there talking to black people about? And,
question. What is the answer to that?
His answer was, says, it's a problem. And then he says, I do talk to black people, but not enough. Because, you know, if you're going to be telling white people that, hey, you're not a racist and it's black people's fault that they have a problem, well, I can understand why black people are upset
about that. You're right, Larry. Yay, Larry, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This is not a black and white issue, to use a pun. This is seriously complicated. It's a great interview. I'm proud of it. MHInterview.com. Please, folks, listen to it. It's good.
He's a very good talk show host. I've always liked his sense of humor. I've broken bread with him a lot, and he's a very, over the years, he says to me every time he sees me, you haven't changed a bit. And I look at him and I said, you haven't changed either. You got a couple more pounds on him, but that's about it. You listen to him, he sounds like the same guy that I listen to. I used to follow him on KBC, and he was really a good inspiration, but no ignorance there on his part.
Nah.
So mhinterview.com. You also can find it at talkers.com as well. We continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Final segment of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. You know, I look at the stories list. Something we veer away from this sometimes. Sometimes we stick pretty closely to it. I'm not intrigued by Robert Mueller. I'm curious as to what you think what's he looking for? What does he get out of all this? When you look at the money, see the people he's chased, and the people, more importantly, the people he hasn't chased, like Scott Pruitt, who may not be involved in, I mean, he's spread his tentacles out to be involved in things that are really not part of the electoral process. And so he stuck his nose into, I mean, Manafort, obviously, one of the names on the people list this week. Yeah, he was corrupt as the day is long, and he's going to jail. But you look at some of these other characters on here, and when I see Scott Pruitt and some of the stuff he's done, who's investigating him? He tried to explain this week his newest scandal, the misuse of his office to try to set up a business deal between his wife and somebody who sells chickens. Did you say?
I can't keep up with the lists of misuse of power.
Yeah. You trying to make a deal with the guy who runs Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's a chicken flicking mistake, I gotta tell you.
The chicken clicker is my
boy, he's clucked.
Yes, he is. Pretty clever, man. But anyway, Mueller in general, what's your read on him from
before
and now?
No read whatsoever. Read whatsoever. I haven't got a clue what makes this guy tick, and the proof is going to be in the pudding. When this thing is finally revealed, we'll know whether or not he did a good job or didn't do a good job, or whether he should have been charged with doing the job, whether there was a need for the job. I choose to wait until I see what the results are.
All right. Did the news media, and therefore the news talk media, do a good job with the story about the Eagles coming to the White House or not coming to the White House? Was that a news story or a pejorative piece to slap Trump around?
I think it was basically a small news story with a big agenda to slap Trump around. But I think that there's a lot of meaning to it. It's crazy. Even the unimportant stories that distract us from the important ones do give insights into what goes on behind the scenes and the character of the president. I just think that it should be offset by more stories about the policies and the results of the policies of the president. So the answer to your question is 75% of it bugs me as being biased. 25% of it is an interesting insight to how this guy operates.
Mm-hmm.
I just view things objectively. I'm sorry. I try not to get on the team of bringing down Trump or saving Trump. I see good and bad in this guy.
Do we think there is a double standard when it comes to, and do we talk about it enough? For example, the question has come up this week of Samantha Bee versus Roseanne and what's been said, and the reason she wasn't fired is because she's not as important as Roseanne. Is that really true?
Yeah, I do. I don't think there's a double standard. I think both sides seek victory and do everything they can to bring down anybody from the other side that they can possibly harpoon. In the case of Roseanne, she was a giant target. In the case of Samantha Bee, it's like, who? So I do think it's the size of the person's presence in our pop culture. I personally am not ready to believe that Roseanne actually thought that the woman she mocked is an African American. I think that Roseanne thought she was white. I personally believe that. Yeah. I don't believe it. I believe it's possible. I believe Roseanne has not had a fair hearing in the media. And ABC can do whatever they want to do. No, because too many people think that Valerie Jarrett is white. What makes a white person and a black person? And I'm getting philosophical, and I don't mean to get silly here. But when we are politically intent on bringing somebody down, we don't give them the benefit that maybe they didn't mean it that way.
Mm. Well,
I'm not crazy about Roseanne Barr. I think she's kind of crude. I'm not a fan of hers. But I don't want to see her crucified if, in fact, this particular crime against our sensibilities was not intentional.
All right, you know what? You missed the biggest. The countdown missed the biggest story of the week, though. Missed it completely.
The pardon?
IHOP is changing its name. You
who?
Didn't get that. IHOP. I who? International House of Pancakes.
IHOP, what is that, some kind of music?
IHOP.
Is that a new electronic music?
IHOP, you hop, we all hop for IHOP, yes. IHOP, all right.
Hey, it's just pancakes to me.
That's right. Eggs and bacon to other people. All right, Michael Harrison, editor-publisher of Talkers Magazine and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.